Hi, this is Sarah Jackman, EG's professional and legal editor. I'm here with Michael Halston, who has just written for us our newly relaunched Mainly for Students section. He's looking a little bit about the work that he did last year on his real estate course at Nottingham Trent University. And we're just going to talk now a little bit about some of his thoughts and recollections from that course. Michael, congratulations first, just in terms of the course itself. I hear you did extremely well and passed with the first.
Yes, thank you very much. Yes, it was a first. It was slightly surprising, but I've worked hard, so I thought if I'm aiming for something, I'm going to aim for a first, and I came out with that. So, yeah, very, very pleased.
No, that's great. Do you want to start then just by telling me a little bit about your degree, the course you were on at Nottingham Trent, and just the subjects that you studied as part of that?
Yeah, so it was, I found it a really, really interesting course. It was planning and development, property planning and development. We did a wide variety of things throughout there. We mixed with one or two other real estate courses as well. So various things did overlap with one another. But as far as my course was concerned, it kind of came to a nice conclusion in the third year, where we spent a lot of time looking at development consultancy and planning consultancy. Planning consultancy being getting drawing up designs that are appropriate in planning terms, going through the entire application process, which was good fun. That was sort of a role play thing that we had to do. And development consultancy, again, is kind of similar to the planning consultancy module. But it was heavily focused on placemaking. That was a big thing that the guys at Trent were interested in with regards to planning development, because it's a big thing in the industry. And that was an aspect that I really liked. It's something that I think when you first start out doing development or studying development or real estate, placemaking is something that just isn't in your vocabulary when you first start out. But we built upon it over the 3 or 4 years or so. And it was something that I really got into towards the end.
Okay. And so has that led into what you're doing now, just in terms of your job? You've managed to secure a position with Nottingham City Council, I believe.
Yes, I'm with the City Council in their planning team, currently in the development management team, so taking in applications and deciding whether they're appropriate or not. But from what I can gather so far, I've only been here a couple of weeks, but the placemaking aspect kind of seems to flow through the guys that I'm working with. They all seem to, they enjoy working for the council in so much as they want to make a positive contribution to Nottingham, or kind of dissuade development that's inappropriate for the city and the surrounding areas, and promote development that's good for people who live in Nottingham, people who visit Nottingham, and to make it a nice city to almost walk around. And that kind of permeates through the feelings of the guys that I'm working with. They have an urban design team. Again, they seem very focused on looking at what's good for Nottingham from an urban design perspective, but from a people perspective and feet on the ground perspective, making Nottingham a place being with a capital P. So it's nice to have been going through my degree, doing things almost in role play from the client side. Now I can see how the councils operate this council anyway operates in practice with regards to things like placemaking. And it's been quite an enlightening experience, actually. It's been very good to see.
Oh, fantastic stuff. I mean, you talk a little bit in your article that you've written for the EG in this newly relaunched Mainly for Students about subject relevance. And you mentioned that you found it a little bit confusing when you started out, just in terms of, you know, how the subjects on that course that you were on, how they all interlinked. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that and where that confusion can arise, and what you would say to students coming up against that this year?
Yeah, sure. It's quite a funny one, really. I was doing planning and development, but in the first year we were all pretty much grouped together with guys studying building surveying, property finance and investment, and real estate. So there's a wide variety of different disciplines there. But a lot of them do crisscross. And it initially you think, well, why on earth am I learning that? But then after a few years, and when you kind of read around the subject, you kind of get, you can see why, you start pulling a few threads together to see why you're learning something. I mean, one prime example from my perspective, and the guys on the course would back me up as well, as a P&D student, we kind of wondered why we were learning about construction and building surveying and things like building pathology. But it's that's one of those things that as a P&D student, you might think I'm going to just go to be a work for a volume house builder, deal with greenfield sites, and there won't be any building surveying to really do. However, that's not the case. You will more than likely be working for companies who manage brownfield sites. There's a brownfield site that's going to be demolished, and then that's where you're going to develop. And then you've got to think about the construction aspects, be it things that are on site already. And one of the things that always springs to mind is something like asbestos. If you haven't got just even a brief knowledge of a building potentially containing asbestos, you don't know what the implications are of either managing that or getting a specialist firm into removing that and that kind of thing. So that's just one small example. After a while, you kind of get used to thinking, well, I can understand why I need to know about construction, because those things, at the end of the day, impact on value, and that's what we're all here for.
Absolutely. And once you've got over those initial sort of teething problems and you've got to grips with the structure of the course, which parts of it did you find most enjoyable?
I think it does go back to the placemaking aspect again. We were in our final year, it was kind of heavily imposed upon us to be to kind of think creatively and be curious about things. And that was, we were left to do our own CPD log, continual professional development log, as part of our coursework, and we could do anything we wanted really, and it just ran alongside the course. We had free rein to read any sort of newspaper articles or journal articles and just carry out a critical analysis on them. And that was something I really enjoyed, that we were given free rein to do what we want, because it allowed us to branch out, read even further around the subject, because as probably there are a lot of students that don't read around the subject. I mean, I was one of them. I'm not going to deny that at all. I probably didn't read as much as other people, but the CPD did focus me onto reading around the subject, subjects that I was really interested in. And you start reading farther afield about how they do things in the US or in Europe with regards to development. So that was something that I really liked as far as a piece of coursework went, getting us forcing us to read around the subject and pick up ideas, which was good. And I think the other main thing about the course that I was on, a lot of it was role play. With regards to development sites, we were given a couple of sites in Nottingham to deal with, in one in year two and then one in the final year. And it was our job to really go out there and pretend that we had a client we were working for, and we had to come up with something that was appropriate for them and appropriate for the city. And it was just really interesting doing all the analysis that goes into bringing a development site to fruition, really looking at all the city demographics, what the city wants as far as development and what kind of people they want to retain. All that kind of thing, really, and then looking at the local plan and the other supplementary planning documents and kind of bringing it all together. I suppose very similar to the course, really, lots of different items all need to be brought together in a final product.
And
that role play aspect was great.
Good. And tell us a little bit, just in terms about the job that you're doing at the moment, and really, you know, where will that take you in the future? Where do you see yourself sort of 5 years hence?
That's a great interview question. One I always seem to stumble on whenever I get interviewed. I think, well, I don't know what I'm doing next week, let alone in 5 years' time. But it's to sort of repeat myself, I'm in the development management team. So at this moment in time, for the next 6 months or so, I'm dealing with planning applications that are coming in into the department, dealing with a portion of Nottingham. And from after that's finished, I'll have a stint in the policy team, and I believe it may be the urban design team after that as well.
Yeah.
But as far as my role at the moment, it's quite interesting to see how it's morphed from what I've learned in theory at university to what I'm doing in practice now. And you can see how you can apply one to the other, and then kind of moving forward, you kind of think, well, I should or hopefully would have the skills to know what a planning department wants from a developer or an applicant to get something through the system. And you can kind of get into the mindset of the guys in the planning team, and you start to think, well, what are they looking for in a development? So in sort of 5 to 10 years' time, I'd like to think that I would have those skills, be it in the role within the planning department.
But building up that commercial focus now that you've...
Exactly. So
academic studies. And for those, there'll be lots of students ready to embark on their property courses over the coming weeks. What would you say to those students? What advice would you give them just in terms of getting the most out of their degree? You've given them some advice in your article, but what would be your sort of top tips?
I think probably a couple of things. I'll steer away from the usual things where the students will get bombarded with books and leaflets from the university telling them how to approach university. So I'll steer clear from things like that because that's kind of typical advice. I think just to touch on what I said earlier, I think if something that's helped me would be doing your own CPD log, doing whatever you want, reading about any sort of article, be it or a development or something like that, something interesting, and just carrying out a brief critical analysis. I found that really made me start thinking in different directions and allowed me to, if I was very critical of something to begin with, then I could start looking at it from another perspective.
Right.
Which I think that's an important aspect of university life. But I suppose probably the best piece of advice I could give is whichever route you're going down in your property course, pick up your APC guide, pick up a few even, have a look through them, see what competencies the RICS are looking for, and just try and dip back into them every few weeks or so and just see how the course that you're studying at university compares to what the RICS are asking for in potential chartered surveyors. It's something that looking back, I probably wish I had done now. But I did a lot of it in the final year, so it was nice to see how theory applied to competencies and vice versa. So I think that would probably be my main piece of advice. Get an APC guide, have a read through, and just keep dipping back in and out again to see how your course relays.
Great. And just in terms of further study for you, do you have any plans?
At this moment in time, I'm quite enjoying not having the deadlines of 5,000 or 6,000 words, that kind of thing. But I do enjoy writing. I enjoy the learning aspect of university. So I thought I'll probably work for a year and a half, and then probably look back into taking on further study, be it a master's in something slightly different to property. I have contemplated urban design, but as the development process has shown to be within here, it's all very political. So I think maybe something to do with politics will be helpful as far as my job goes, to see what the politicians are taking from their constituents and how that applies to the development process. So I think that could be something outside I'd consider. But yes, it's something not right now, but I think within the next couple of years or so, I'd definitely go back to doing something.
Fantastic. Michael, that's been really interesting and a really good steer for students just starting out on their real estate courses. The new relaunch menu for students is available monthly. It's in magazine print in the second week of the month and online under the menu for students. Many thanks.
Thank you, Sarah.